Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Echad hanichnas la'azara, ve'echad hanichnas le'tosefes la'azara. We're talking now still about the averus of a person who is tamei, and without realizing or with realizing it, he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. And now we're seemingly saying that it's true whether he goes into the azara or the part that was added on to the azara, tosefes la'azara. That we do not add on to a city or into the Azaras, to these courtyards that were in the Beis HaMikdash compound, only with a king, a Navi, and the Urim Tumim, that was the Kohen Gadol's breastplate that used to be asked. I mean, that would be a ray of Hashem communicating with them what to do. The Urim Tumim was the parchment inside it. The Sanhedrin, Shalshim Ve'echane, after have a Sanhedrin of 71, that we learned about in Sakh Sanhedrin, of Shei Todos of Ishir. You have to have two todas, two lachmi toda. Two lachmi toda are we'll talk about that in the Rav, what it is. And it was shir, the shir that they would say. And we're going to see what the Rav says, exactly which shir that would be. All these things have to be present, which in the summer were all in the Beis Mikdash, in order for you to add. So based in mahalchin, or shtei todas achareim, based in walks, literally, and the two todas go after them, koyisal achareim, and the rest of the Jewish people after them. The inner one is eaten, the outer one is burnt. Anything that is not done with all of these things, if you go into the area, that place, like an azara that was added, so to speak, but not added properly, not added with all of these ingredients, you won't be chayiv for going over there. Okay, so a lot of unknowns right now. Let's see if the Rav will fill us in. No, I need to know. It says, Rav, echad nechas azara rishon. Whether one goes into the Azara Rishona, meaning to say what was initially there, Ve'echad ha'nichnas le'tosefes. So, sifu alea achrei kena is added to the Azara afterwards. they bring down the one, this is done in certain cases in Malachim, it was done in Gemara Pesachim, talks about it. And whichever place one would go there, one would be chayef. However, it had to be added properly. She'in mosif and v'chol l'fikach y'kudusha k'rishona. But you can only add tone to the Azara with the whole process here we're about to talk about, and that being the case, as thereof, it's just as Kodesh as the original Azara. That you add, you have to have El Ben Melech, the Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Kechol Asher Ani Ma'areh El Secho, Estavnis HaMishkan V'Estavnis Kol Kevav. Shem said to Moshe Benu, but you have to make everything in the Mishkan, which is later on the Mikdash, like everything I've shown you, the form of the Mishkan and the form of all its Kelim, V'chein Tasu, and so shall you do. Kray Seiru L'Midrash L'Doros. That is too, V'chein Tasu is extra. That's an extra positive to tell you that has to be that way for all future generations, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. But the name Moshe, who Melech v'Navi, the Echav Kohen, the Achiv, I should say, Kohen Gadol. The days of Moshe, what was the situation? He was the king, he was the Navi, and his brother was the Kohen Gadol. By Yerusham Urim Betumim, they had inside the Choshen, they had the Urim Betumim, the Shem is the Kenim, and they had the 70 is the Kenim, which were the Sanhedrin, Avadoros king. So too, in the future, any creation that takes place in the Mikdash, any change, has to be with all that present. So that takes care of the mission that said Melech Navi Urim Betumim with Sanhedrin. V'shtei Todos. What's that? V'shtei Todos. V'shnei Lachmei Todos. The two breads of the Toda. Now, the two Lachmei Toda, we have to kind of understand why you need two Lachmei Toda, because for a Toda offering, there were 40 loaves. The Gemara says what's going on over here is you take two of the Chometz loaves from a Korban Toda. And this whole process that goes on with them, how does it work? So the Rav says, V'hayinosim osam be'hekef saviv atzof ha'gvul she'mekadshim. They would take these two loaves, and they would put them surrounding the end of the new border that they want to mekadish, they want to make into an azar. V'sham oklan ha'achas, sarfun ha'shniyah. At that end of the new border, they would eat one of them and burn the second. According to a Navi, that this process took place, one was eaten and one was burnt. I suppose it also means which one was eaten and which was burnt. That's what it means at the end of our Mishnah here, that the inner one would be burnt, the inner one would be eaten and the outer one would be burnt. We learn this from Nehemiah ben Chaklia. I will place two large loaves. Okay, so... So again, the situation seems to be, I don't know why only two loaves out of 40. Again, seemingly just needed two to make the border. I guess that's how we understood. So that was part of the process. Yeah, that's a two lachem toda, two lechems of chametz from a toda offering, you would make the new border with a shir. And shir, hashir shay omrim arimcha Hashem kidi v'son. It was a separate shir that was said on this occasion of adding to the Azara, arimcha Hashem kidi v'son. That's we say that every day. I will arimcha raise you up Hashem kidi v'son, for I have been made poor. Etc. I don't know why the Dafka said this one. And they were also saying they would say that. They would say, the Gemara says, other Mizmarim too. Well, by Sheni, Alpha Bishalaya Sham, Lo Melech, Lorim Mitumim. Now, by Sheni, there was no Melech, there wasn't Lorim Mitumim. But still, HaKadosha Shekide Shlomo Abayis, Rishona, Kidshel Ashaita, Vigidshel Asilo. Whatever Kedusha Shlomo put into, whatever areas he made in Kudash, etc., that Kedusha lasted for its time and for the future. The Avoda, the Nechami Mechakliel, Zecher Ba'alma Ava. This Avoda that was done, Nechami Mechakliel, was just a Zecher. It didn't need to be done, it seems like, by Shane. It was already okay. I don't know how to understand that. Because what's the Mishnah mean? Much so you don't have all that, then you're Chayav. Yeah. So they explain about that, that even though if Bayis Sheni was still present, you still have this. So everything that was added until then was still present. That's the idea. But then you couldn't add anything on then from Bayis Sheni after all these things were done. Okay, so that's the din of going, that's the area of the person that Tomei cannot go into. Says Mishnah Gimel, Mitma ba'azara v'na'amim menu ha'tumah. What if it became Tomei in the Azara itself somehow, and that Tumah then was hidden from him? V'zocher es ha'mikdash, but he does remember it's in the Mikdash. Or in that scenario, he now forgets immediately. He's in the mikdash. He's zechul to remember the tumah. Now the man is zevaz there, or he forgets both. Ishtachava, he bows, or sheshav b'yedei ishtachavo, or he waited enough time that he could have bowed. Balu ba'aruka chayv, akatzara patzer. Yeah, if it came to him ba'aruka, which means to say that he went out too far, he went to too far away of an exit to leave, the one that's far away. So he'll be chayiv for doing that. But if he goes out as quickly as he can, the katsara, the short path, then he'll be patur. Because being that he didn't bow and he didn't wait, and he went as quickly as he can, he's patur. Zuhi mitzvah ha'asei she'amigdash ein chayiv in aleha. This is mitzvah ha'asei in the base of Migdash, the one is not chayiv for it. What does that all mean? Says the Rav here. Nitma ba'azara. V'yada she'nitma, and it was known to him that he became tamei. V'yishtachava, and he bowed then, behelim zeh klape panim. He bowed with this helem towards the inside. Alpha bishlosha, even though he didn't wait anymore. Okay. Oh, ishtachava klapi chutz. Or he bowed towards the outside. Ru desha kidei ishtachava. That means to say that he waited the amount of time. Bishir ishtachava he kidei shiyikra adam pasud ze biyishuv. The time it takes to bow is measured by the amount of time it would take a person to read this pasuk in a calm fashion. Vayichra paim arta ala ritzva vayishtachavu lehodas Hashem. Kitov kilom chast. It's a positive with Divrei Yomim, it's a positive with Divrei Yomim about bowing. So apparently that's how long it would take to bow. Okay, Osha Bala Baruka, we said this is not another case, we didn't have oh, but that's the Chor of the Rav here, so this is what we meant. Another way that he could be chayav if he goes out the long exit. Shiyatzala derech aruka shiyish katsari menalitzis. He went out, shiyatzala, shiyatzala path. He exited the long path even though it was a shorter one. Afilo shat chili, even if there was no waiting done, chayav. It's our patr, but if you went to the short one, it's patr. If he didn't bow, ishtachava ulasha, and he didn't wait for yotzul derech tzara. Yeah, ulasha. I should say, didn't wait for yotzul derech tzara, and he went to the short path patr. Zumetz asay shem migdash. Yish kanu yishalchu min machane kol tamei. There's a mitzvah asay to send out of the machane, send out of the base of migdash. Anybody who's tamei, shein chayim aleha based in can't make you chayiv parham davar. Based in cannot become chayiv to bring a parham davar. We talked about that case. If rov of the Jewish people, or it could be if rov of one shevet, do according to the pesach of a based in something that turns out to be an iser karis, based in made a mistake. So over here, let's say they would make a mistake and say it's okay. You know, you can be in a certain place in the base of English and it turns out they realize their mistake. So in theory, we'd think if rov klal yisrael did that, then there would be a parham davar shel tzibur brought. So now we're saying a chiddush that they do not. Why? They made a mistake, and they taught this Torah. Because they said, you don't have to go out the shortest exit, you go out the long one. We do not bring on that mistaken teaching. Now, the Rav kind of leaves us in a cliffhanger. Why not? So, they bring down that you only bring the Sibor only brings a par hound over shel Sibor on something that the Yochid would be chayiv a chatas kavua. It's something that the for Mezid is parish, for Shkaga it's a chatas or a chatas kavua. But Tumas Mikdash, as we're talking about, you always have a chatas kavua. You have a korban ol of the urine. I mean, any chatas, if you do have a chatas, it's not kavua. I mean, it's not set in what is brought. It depends on the financial ability of the person who has to bring it. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next.